Discipline is something that we all seem to lack in many ways. We lack in discipline because we have not trained ourselves to do the right thing. Now, training a dog is as much discipline for its master as for the dog. In training a dog, you have to again and again and again repeat what it is you want, and you have to expect him to do it. You cannot expect him not to do it, because if you expect him not to do it, then that's just what you're going to get. But when you expect him to do it, and you say come, and he comes, and you say sit, and he sits, you say down, and he lays down, and you say stand, and he stands, and you say come, and he comes. You give him these training instruments, these tools, these words, and you give it to him time and time again with patience, not with irritation. If he doesn't come and you call him, you cannot allow yourself to be irritated. You can't allow yourself to feel that he's not doing what you ask him to do. You must realize you are training him in discipline. And as you train him in discipline, then he will soon be disciplined in the things you want him to be disciplined in. The more you say to come, the more he will come. The more you say to do the other statements, he will do them. And after a while, you can even think those statements, and he will do them. Now, why is it so difficult for us to take the time to train our pets to do things? Our pets don't have to go outside to be trained. They don't have to go anywhere to be trained. They don't have to go to the park and for a walk. They don't have to be on the leash. You just speak to them wherever they are. And you speak with a kindly, loving voice, and you say, down, sit, come, and you expect them to do that. And if they don't do that, you go over and you encourage them to do what you ask them to do. Not with anger, not with irritation, not with frustration, but you just encourage them. Well, do you have the patience to be a trainer? Do you have the patience to say these things and believe that your pet or your animal is going to do these things? Do you have that patience? Now, some pets are naturally born good pets that follow whatever they're told to do, and some are naturally born to be off on their own and frivolous and having a good time. Well, now, both statements are not true. No pet is born to be cooperative, and no pet is born to be uncooperative. All pets and all life is born to do whatever it's trained to do. And if it's trained to be a loving, gentle, kind person, dog, cat, so it'll be. If it is trained by a loving, kind, gentle trainer. If it is trained by a trainer to be loving, kind, and gentle, then it'll be loving, kind, and gentle. Do we have the capacity ourselves to do that? Perhaps we should have a training course on how to train ourselves. How to train ourselves to get the most benefit out of ourselves. To train ourselves to have table manners. To train ourselves to have people manners. To train ourselves to have personal manners. To train ourselves to have self-respect. To train ourselves to have self-love. To train ourselves to always do the thing that within instantly it comes to us, the thing that we should do. When we have that kind of self-respect and self-training, marvelous things happen. Wonderful things happen. But look at your pet, and you have a pretty good indication of how much you have trained yourself in self-respect, in love, in unconditional love. Isn't that a wonderful word? Unconditional love. We can do this, you know, but it takes a few moments. It takes a little loving attention. It takes a little awareness of what we feel is right and good. Now, what is it that you feel is right and good? What is it that you feel you want to do? What you feel is important in your life? Are all the values that we've spoken of this morning important to you? If they are, then put them into motion and bring them forth in your life. If they're not, then your life will surely show it. Our pets are a perfect indication of who we are. If we are loving people, our pets are loving. If we are people who are angry and filled with tension and anxiety, our pets are filled with anger, tension, and anxiety. So today, I look at my pet, and I love him to pieces. And I say, Rex, you're just wonderful. And I say, Rex, I will train you again and again and again until I get it. Until I get it. Because, Rex, you are an extension of my thought. You are my thought. You are my mind. You are whatever I think about and whatever I believe. And, Rex, what I think about and believe is good and very good. Because, my dearly beloved, I love you so. And you know, my friends, each one of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.